Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I got the latest on PJ Haggerty, which is I think a lot of what we know, but basically what it's boiling down to is I think this is going to come down to, as of today, Memphis and Ole Miss. Ole Miss has made him an offer of, you know, about 3.4, maybe even 3.5. It's structured in a certain way, but that's about where they're at. Memphis offered $3 million. That's what they offered, which is incredibly competitive, I would say. When JT Toppin, who was a big man, got $4 million, but there's some caveats to that $4 million. He had to say, "I'm not going through the draft. I'm coming back right now. No indecision. No nothing." That was part of the $4 million price tag.
But it is four.
And he's a big, though. He's also a big.
I get it.
Which is, there's a premium on those, right, as we know. So I don't think $3 million, by any stretch of the imagination, is a slap in the face to PJ. It feels fair market. I mean, especially when you're talking about the fact that he made less than $1 million last year at Memphis. It's a huge raise. He had a huge season. He's due for a huge raise. Not disputing that. But Memphis came to the table with $3 million. That's where they've been. Like, this hasn't been a deal where there's been, you know, communications in terms of, all right, well, you know, get us, $300 more and we'll do it. That's not where this is.
You're saying they start at three, that's where they've stayed?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I think that's important.
Memphis, they're continuing to have communication. It's, you know, when Penny said that PJ didn't close the door, he, you know, sometimes Penny will say things where he's just like kind of being optimistic for the sake of optimism.
Yeah.
That was true. I mean, PJ really has not closed the door. Communications are still ongoing between Memphis and Haggerty and Haggerty's family and things like that. But I think as of right now, Jason, it would make sense. They're just going to kind of stretch this thing out and see how much they can extract, if there's any leverage to be gained by the draft process, things like that.
Well, I have another question for you then, and something maybe you touched on with Jeff, and maybe you just did again, and I missed it, but in terms of clearing things up, like you're trying to do with this piece, is that $3 million part of the $5 million budget?
No.
Well, that changes sort of the conversation we've had on things.
Yes.
Right. You touched on this with Jeff this morning, and when I heard it, my ears perked up.
Yeah.
Because the conversation we'd been having, Goodman had
right
nationally, is can you give him three of your five? What you're saying is this three is separate,
correct,
from the $5 million budget. Which is totally reframes the discussion
about Memphis' NIL.
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
But
because essentially, because I just want to add on, because here, I mean, essentially, if you got three for PJ
right
and you got another five, and maybe it's a little lower, maybe it's closer to four.
Right.
But that's more than five.
Correct.
And just for now, because it's
correct
PJ Haggerty.
Correct.
Which I think, man, yes.
Yes.
Don't let a second team AP All-American walk out the door. What else can you do? Let's
right
put together a fund just for him,
right,
separate. But my point would be, that's where, If we're going to rehab this, I mean, have this discussion,
yeah.
That's where I feel like it has changed.
Yeah.
It is different from the discussion that's been had on PJ.
Well, so basically, you know, there's the budget that Memphis has to work with day to day, right? Which is how they've been building the roster with
between 4 and 5,
right?
We're saying
and closer to 4 than 5.
Okay,
and that's how they've gotten Zach Davis, Sincere Parker, Doug McDaniel. Like that's their operating budget.
Yes.
When it comes to Dane and PJ specifically, they are able and have been able to, right? People that are responsible for the fundraising and getting these deals done, they have been able to go to ambassadors and say, hey, we need XYZ to get these things done.
Right.
They have found with Dane specifically, and PJ as well, but Dane specifically was...
We're going to get to that because you sound like I heard something on that too in your statement with Jeff.
Snap the finger, got done.
Uh-huh.
And we're just waiting on the eligibility piece of it. With PJ, same thing. It's just, you know, I think Memphis really does feel like they've made a fair offer to him. And because PJ has had such a hard time, like he wanted 4, he's not getting 4. He's not out here finding it. Florida passed on him. Florida's bringing in Desmond Claude from USC on a visit. They just aren't paying it. You know, other schools are not paying it. So I think Memphis is just in a position now where they feel like they've made their offer. They're not going to change the offer as of right now. They're not going to pay him $4 million. And I think there's flexibility. I think they're like if PJ were to come back and say, listen, I need, you know, 3.3, and I'm in. I think Memphis would be willing to do that. But again, you know, I think Memphis is sort of wanting that from that side.
Yeah.
You know. And again, I think from PJ Haggerty's side, it's like, well, I don't really need to rush into doing that because, you know, the longer I can go through this process, maybe I can lift my draft stock. Maybe there's a couple of other schools that get more desperate that do end up paying more than what I have right now. Like, but obviously he hasn't gotten a $4 million offer because if he had, then he would have already committed to that school.
Right.
So that's where it stands on PJ. I think it's unlikely as of today, but, you know, let's just kind of see how...
You think what is unlikely?
That PJ returns to Memphis.
You still think that?
I still think it's unlikely, yeah, because I just believe that there's going to be a school out there in the next 2 to 3 weeks that is just more desperate to get him and will get him close enough to
a
what
school
he's asking
that, yeah, for. So believe it so much that a school that's maybe not on the list. So maybe it's not Ole Miss, but a school that will get desperate, which I could completely see, but one that we're not talking about.
I think that's absolutely on the table, you know.
And you think he'll leave it open that long rather than taking what's at the...
From the conversations I had yesterday, there was like no expectation that any decision was imminent whatsoever. Done. Yeah, I mean,
that's unfortunate.
We're not in that kind of urgency. You know, it's not like
I heard a take from the aforementioned Gary Parrish. I saw it on social media that he'd had on his show that you should pressure him. Look, we got to do this now or not. Now that might have come at a time where you hadn't gotten some of the pieces you have now. I'm not sure exactly when, but I'm bringing it up to ask you that should they do that at this point. Or do you just leave it open? Do you have enough left on wing, what you've done? Hell, some people have proposed this as the post-PJ Haggerty team and said, you know what, he's done a pretty good job here.
I've
seen that take too. So so should that even be the approach at this point? You just leave it open like you have the entire time?
I don't really see the benefit of giving PJ a deadline if you're
pressuring
Memphis.
Him with a deadline.
I don't really know what
because
the
there's not another
be.
Guy right now that you would go throw that money at, which I think was part of his. That's why I think his take that might have been a little bit earlier this process, maybe very early.
I don't. He had a
might
whole segment
right
on it yesterday.
Out.
I don't know if that's what
it was.
I think
yesterday.
It was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday.
My whole thing is people need to understand sort of the how this works. If PJ decides he's not coming back to Memphis.
Yeah.
That $3 million that was sort of earmarked,
it goes away.
It's gone.
Right.
It's not going to somebody else. It's not like, but, and there's nobody else even to spend it on in the portal at that point either.
Well, he mentioned RJ. Is he done? The kid that was Big East that got benched. Is he committed already?
That's true. That was
one of his. But
says, so everybody's going to go after
I'm going to go. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, and
so
you
he's going to get more.
You don't have the in with him.
Right.
In addition to the money that is the.
That's right.
You had a great season with us last year.
That's
you
right.
know I'm going to run everything through you.
Yes.
You don't have that with him. That's,
right.
You know.
Yeah. So I'm
with you. I think you just leave it.
Yeah.
And you don't pressure him. And maybe that takes
I would not pressure
more weeks.
And I don't think Penny wants to do that. I don't think
that doesn't feel like what you're
doing. I think they're at the place where it's like, listen, man, you you know what we are and what we do. You know what our offer is. You've known what our offer is. We feel it's fair. We'd love to have you. And we can even have further conversations if you want to intensify these discussions. But, you know, I don't think Memphis is in a situation where they're applying pressure, nor should they be, in my view.
Well, I this conversation leads me to a natural follow-up and sort of a readdressing of some things we've discussed. Because I get it. PJ gone or Dane gone, that money's gone. It was earmarked for them. That's not technically part of your budget.
Right.
But if Memphis ambassadors show this offseason, you can feel where I'm going with this. Hey, we need these guys, and we're willing to do this separately for them.
Yeah.
In addition to your usual budget.
Right, your operating budget.
Then that still makes you, right, we've been talking about, can Memphis pay the price to meet the expectations, the historical expectations of the program.
Yep.
To compete nationally.
The willingness.
Can you do that?
Yep.
If you still got boosters,
yep,
and went out there and watched Dane and PJ do that and said, nah, we can't do this,
yeah,
then you do, John, still have that potential.
Yes, you have potential.
And that reshapes in some ways a way I'm leaning with this whole football, basketball thing, because we've been talking about, has the ceiling been lowered? If I've only got $5 million a year.
Right.
To get PJ, Dane, and all of them.
Right.
That's the way we've framed that conversation.
Yeah.
The way we'd previously talked about this.
Right.
I can't compete nationally. That's out of Penny's hands.
Right.
But this is different.
Yes.
This is still showing you got some when you need to. Now, I'm not saying every year you're going to have a second team AP All-American or a Kendrick Davis type that you would have done this for if he'd had another year.
Correct.
But you do still have the power.
Yes, you do. That is true. I think the only issue, and you mentioned it, is just projecting that year to year is tough.
You can't.
Because it's the
same group of ambassadors.
Right. And you're talking about guys that were on the team last year
100%.
Who they connected with and liked and enjoyed.
Which ain't going to happen every year.
These guys are not, if the same people go to those ambassadors and say, hey, I need XYZ for Doug McDaniel.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah. Making your budget, making your 4 to 5, not same.
It's the true budget.
As the big boy ones, like we've talked about.
Right.
But when necessary.
Yes.
So long as Penny is winning and he's got them.
Correct.
And they had good years the year before. Now, hopefully, you're going to get more multiple year guys that are key to your program. You know, and that's already maybe part of the deal is expected. But then, bro, you still have a potential.
Yep.
Right? To meet the mark.
100%.
And compete the way you need to.
If he
keeps PJ and Dane on this team.
Yes.
Now, can we finish with that?
Dane has
tell some, me about his case.
Dane has some avenues that I didn't really consider. I really don't know if I'm at liberty to get into them. But there are more outs for him than I initially thought. It's not just he submitted the waiver. We'll see what the case is.
When you say more outs for him, ways just, to get this done.
Yes,
you mean
yes. Exactly. And I don't know how much I can. I mean, I might be able to.
You don't need to say anything more because I think that enough.
But the chance is better than I initially perceived it, and I think
that's
the national people I think perceive it to be as well.
That's significant to me.
Yeah. So
because many of us had dismissed him.
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm pricing in a Dane Danger like return, but I think it is certainly far. I wasn't giving it the energy that I probably should have been the last couple of weeks. It's certainly on the table.
Well, I mean, in many ways, it's been shut down by the beat writers whose understanding of it at one point was NCAA would have to change precedent to do it.
Correct.
And so it had looked impossible at one point.
Yes. But I would say, again, probable, no, possible, yes.
I'm going to get you off that because I know you were listing some things and there's some things you can't say. Let's just do this. If you get PJ and Dane back with what he's got, what are you in terms of top 25?
I mean, I would say 15th. Right, top 15 is where I would kind of start.
There'd be more than 6,500 butts in seats on average next year down there.
I mean, you're selling things now. You're selling returners.
Two returning All-Americans, kind of the way the way Dane was playing down the street.
No doubt. It's your two highest usage guys from a year ago coming back.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I mean, that's just such a rarity in college basketball.
You're making my hair. I'm serious. Look at my arms. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to oversell it.
I know. But look at it, though. I'll just say that. It, right now, we can call it pipe dream. That's okay. But it's one that I thought.
We had given up
we're
on.
Not 100%.
Right. I don't think it's given up. I don't think it's time to give up.
Wow.
I think it's time to.
Well, that's why you should listen to
hopeful.
Jason and John show.
I think it's time
every
to be helpful
from 11 to 2. You should listen to this man. Come on here, and reframe a whole conversation in a way that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
No exaggeration.
I mean, I
great job by you.
I appreciate it, and you know, I'm certainly not the only person that's probably heard these things. But
this discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nuanced, obviously.
Yep.
And yeah, one that I appreciate today. I hope our listeners do as well.
Yes. So I would say that Memphis could end up in a far better position than I would have imagined, you know, a week ago.
Even if I got one of them.
I mean, if your main competition right now is Ole Miss for PJ Haggerty, right? You have to feel like you're alive.
Now they're not paying Frenchie anything, right? They just got a guy that's a professional player yesterday. I was just making sure.
I don't know. I
was just making sure. I'm sure if PJ Haggerty won, okay, we.
Well, you know, Ole Miss has the same. They have the same ability that Memphis does, right? They can go out.
He doesn't look
that
good. They don't. Yeah, make extra. Yeah, do extra. Yeah.
Yeah, they can go out.
I don't think this is some guy that's coming in to be a PJ Haggerty type.
No,
it was mentioned.
You know, and there's always potential fallout, right? Like they have AJ Storr committed right now, and he could become available. Like you just don't know, right?
Right. Right. But, yeah, this was a Gavoni guy. I think ESPN had him yesterday. I don't know that he's anything special.
But I just think, one of the things we've learned over the years, and I think it's still true, is that you can never count out Penny until it's over when it comes to stuff like this. And the conversations I've had this week have sort of reaffirmed that, like, you know, some of this is not necessarily Penny, but it's just happening on Penny's watch, and well, Penny seems to have a horseshoe
it answers
when it comes to some of these things.
I would say for me, it answers a question of why. And that question I had, it was, why would Penny still do this if he felt like he didn't have what he needs to get it done? When he's got a millionaire life on this, you know, you've gone through a lot here. You just had your best season. Why? I'm saying is continue on as Memphis coach if you've been priced out. It was a question I'm asking. Clearly, he's shown he's still in it, going out and landing all these players.
Yep.
Right, piecing this together. And now with this, you know, with this info, you know, feeling better about your chances. Don't want to oversell it, like you said.
Yep.
About Dane and PJ. No wonder. No wonder he's still locked in.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when necessary, he can get it done.
Yep. Yep. 100%. And again, PJ has not committed anywhere. And nobody seems to think that that's an imminent thing. So.
But you say watch out for one that we're not. A desperate team that could come
in. Yeah,
I
mean, that exactly.
You have to if you don't close it and get the deal done.
Yes.
You know, you got to wait for that team you don't know about. That program might get desperate.
I don't think there's any necessarily like let me pull up.
Well, it would be everybody that's going after R.J. Lewis, right? Those would be the suspects that doesn't get him.
Yes. Well, and then you have like you do have a lot of guys that are in the draft, right?
That's
and true. If, you know, there is a world where like maybe a team that was expecting to get a guy back. he decides I'm just going to take my chance with it.
Right.
And that's where, you know, you would lose. I don't know necessarily who that would be, but those situations do arise. And so that's why, you know, you have to kind of stay with it. You have to kind of stay, you know, trust the process here a little bit. But, you know, like if Kentucky lost Otega Owe, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You know, then you would say, well, they would go after a guy like PJ Haggerty. You know, it's basically not the same position, but you got to replace that scoring somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of stuff you have to, like, be mindful of. You know, we say it's Ole Miss today, but it may not be Ole Miss by the end of it. But, you know, I think Memphis is in a position that's, I wouldn't call it enviable, but it's good. It's good. If one of these days, PJ Haggerty and his family realize, listen, we're not going to get $4 million. We're not going to get our initial demands. Like, we're not going to get that. And the best we've got right now is slightly better than Memphis. Well, why would we not go back to the place where we had our best year, where we were player of the year, where it's Penny Hard, it's pretty freaking Hardaway.
Where we believe what he's telling us.
Yes.
You know, because we saw it last year.
I think that's what Memphis is really hoping for. I think Memphis is really hoping for that kind of, you know, epiphany, that they recognize that the situation at Memphis is worth, I'm not even saying take less per se, because income tax and all that, you know, depends on what state the school would be in.
100%.
But it would be like, hey, man, like, let me run it back. Let me spin the block again at Memphis, you know. And even if it's not quite the same amount of money, maybe it ends up being close enough to where you can say the tutelage of Penny Hardaway overcomes the difference. I think that's what Memphis is hoping for. So not over. Not over by any stretch of the imagination.